This is the Engage Your Destiny podcast, serving our active military, veterans, and families. Welcome to the show, where your destiny is our mission.
What's up, everyone? Sylvester Jenkins here, and welcome to another episode of Engage Your Destiny, where your destiny is our mission. Today, I want to share with you a message of hope, one of inspiration and hopefully transformation. Because I know there are some of you in a situation where your thoughts just seem to be spiraling out of control, leaving you feeling helpless and hopeless. You find yourself exhausted, stressed, depressed, and for some of you, feeling defeated. Maybe you're on a deployment, in the field, or just having a crappy day. You're dealing with issues with your chain of command, your finances, your marriages, your relationships, and possibly your kids. Whatever the situation may be, it's easy to get caught up in the negative thoughts that only serve to bring us down. That internal struggle, and it's draining you, making you feel like it's impossible to overcome it. And I know it's hard. I know because I've been there. And I want you to break free from the grips of self-sabotage. I once heard a quote by Earl Nightingale that said, "We become what we think." We become what we think. Meaning that the thoughts, the beliefs, the narratives that we tell ourselves shape our behaviors, our decisions, and ultimately our outcome in life. So if you think negatively, it will be negative. So I want to share with you this simple yet effective technique called reframing. You see, reframing is a technique used in cognitive behavioral therapy. It involves the process of changing the way we think about a situation. It's about looking at the same situation from a different perspective and finding new meaning in it. Because your perception affects your performance. And I want to see you win. I want to see you succeed. You see, reframing can be a powerful tool for transforming our lives because it allows us to see situations in a new light. And instead of feeling stuck and helpless, we can find new possibilities and opportunities. You see, reframing is not a new concept. It's been practiced for centuries. In fact, many biblical figures use reframing to overcome challenges and achieve their goals. For example, in the book of Joseph, in the story about Joseph, Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers, and he spent years in prison for a crime that he didn't even commit. And despite these setbacks, Joseph chose to reframe his situation and to just trust in God's plan for his life. And guess what? Joseph went on to become one of the powerful leaders in Egypt, and he was able to save his family from everything that was transpiring, the devastating famine. You see, by reframing his situation, Joseph was able to see the bigger picture and trust that God had a plan for his life. Or let's look at the story of Ruth. She was a woman who lost her husband and had to move to a new country with her mother-in-law. And instead of focusing on her losses and feeling sorry for herself, Ruth chose to reframe her situation. She saw her new home as a place of opportunity. And she worked hard to provide for herself and her mother-in-law. And eventually, she found a new love and became an important figure in her new community. You see, by choosing to reframe our situations and find new meaning in them, we can open ourselves up to God's plan for our lives. It requires us to challenge our negative thoughts and beliefs and to be open to new perspectives. It can be very, very tempting to cling to our old ways of thinking, even if they're causing us pain and distress. But I want you to remember that the Bible says, "Do not be conformed to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And that's why it's so important to practice reframing on a regular basis. So here are a few practical ways to do this. Number one, keep a journal and write down your negative thoughts and emotions. And when you do this, I want you to try to reframe those thoughts and find new meaning in them. For example, instead of saying, I'm a failure, or this sucks, try reframing it to, I've learned a valuable lesson from my mistakes, or how can I grow from this? Number two, seek out different perspectives from others. Seek out different perspectives from others. You see, sometimes we can get caught up in our own thoughts and beliefs that we don't see the bigger picture. Talking to a trusted friend, a leader, or a mentor can help us see from a new angle. Number three, find scriptures that speak to renewal, forgiveness, and God's love for you. Let me say that again, because this is an important one. Find scriptures that speaks to renewal, forgiveness, and God's love for you. I want you to write them down and place them visible areas. I want you to write them down and place them in visible places where you can see them daily. You see, whenever negative thoughts arise, all you have to do is just recite these scriptures as a reminder of God's truth. For example, God does not give us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and a sound mind, meaning that you have the power to overcome them battles, meaning that you have the love to see the good in the situation, meaning that you have a sound mind to make a logical decision to do the right thing. I once heard C.S. Lewis said that hardships often prepare ordinary people for extraordinary destinies. That's so good. Hardships often prepare ordinary people for extraordinary destinies. So I'm telling you, reframing is a powerful tool that can transform your life. You see, by changing the way you think about a situation, you can activate different parts of your brain and decrease stress and anxiety. You see, you can experience true renewal and true freedom by releasing the weight of the hurt, the weight of the pain, and the negative self-talks, and embrace the truth of who you are in Christ. So as you continue on this journey, and I get ready to land this plane, I want you to remember that God's love and grace are more powerful than any negative thoughts or situation. And I want you to allow His truth to shape your stinking thinking and trust in His abilities to bring about a transformed mindset. So I leave you with this. The true measures of a soldier's bravery lies not just in the battles that they fight, but in the resilience that they show. Let me say that for you one more time. The true measure of a soldier's bravery lies not just in the battle they fight, but in the resilience that they show. So we're praying for you, and we love you. And if you got something from today's message, make sure you share this with someone who can really use it. And make sure you leave a review as well, so we can know how well of a job that we are doing to help you reach your destiny. Stay blessed.